Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, God is so good. He is blessing this worldwide ministry and platform. And so on tonight, as those that follow us and listen in faithfully, you already know what I'm about to say. So for the new listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Minister Tawan Eppinger. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. Minister Eppinger is a member of Morningstar Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor. So Minister Eppinger will be bringing forth the word every first Thursday night. You might want to mark this down on your calendar. Starting tonight and moving forward, he will be delivering God's word every first Thursday night. I am so happy and looking forward to hearing what God is going to say through him on tonight. This is an awesome young man of God who delivers God's word with power. So we know that you're going to be blessed by the word on tonight. So we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. You're not like man. You don't slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. For this we are grateful. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Minister Eppinger and his entire family. And every saved believer in Jesus' name, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. In Jesus' name we pray, because the word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even for us that are saved in Jesus' name, we falter, we fail. So that's why we're so grateful on tonight for Jesus Christ, that through his blood, those that are not saved can be saved, and those of us that are saved, we can be redeemed and be restored back to you and complete our God-given task and purpose in the earth for your glory. Heavenly Father, we come also lifting up all those that may be tuning in on tonight that are spiritually blind, that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight, through your word, that will touch their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth, even on tonight, confess their sins, and ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, live in, and walk in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, in spite of ourselves, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. We also come lifting up all those that have agreed on tonight. Heavenly Father, let those individuals know that without a doubt that you are still the comforter. Let them feel your peace, your joy, even in the midst of sorrow. Let them know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So we pray now, Lord, that you will have your way on tonight through your man of God. And we pray, Heavenly Father, and lift up every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry and broadcast. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts and by prayer in the name of Jesus, that you will be glorified through each one of them as well. So now, Lord, we help, ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, because we know that it's not about us. It's about you. It's about you getting the glory. So we thank you in advance for what's going to be done and said through your man of God on tonight over the worldwide platform. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agree with this prayer say amen. Well, on tonight we do have another scripture proof of thought. Tonight's scripture proof of thought comes to us saying, and someone needs to hear this on tonight, this scripture proof of thought says, never place a period in your life where God has placed a comma. Once again, tonight's scripture proof of thought. Never place a period. God has placed a comma. Well, we get ready to go to our music break on tonight, and I pray that someone is blessed and encouraged by this music break that we're going to go to right now. I'm going to be playing for you because I play this quite often, and a lot of people wonder why I play this song so often, because the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we know that the world is in trouble, and we need prayer. So we're going to pray for you on tonight for the music break. Pray for me. And we ask that you, again, I pray that this song will be a blessing to each listener. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. prayer. If you know you're standing in need of prayer, come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Did you hear what he said in that song? It is an urgent request. And I say that it's still an urgent request today. If we continue to encourage one another in God's word and to continue to pray ye one for another. Before I bring on Minister Eppinger, who's going to deliver God's word, I am looking at my screen right now, and I thank God for my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is on the line now. So I'm going to remind the listeners, monthly calendar for the third Saturday in this month, Pastor Norman King is going to conclude his part two of his message title is, It's Best to Be Alone Than to Be with Bad Company. So he's going to conclude part two on the third Saturday of this month. Again, that's Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victory Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina, because this is a powerful message. He did part one, and we want you all to tune in and be blessed by the conclusion of the whole matter of this message title. Once again, it's best to be alone than to be with bad company on the third Saturday of December at 8 o'clock p.m. So you want to mark your calendars and tune in and be blessed by that word from Pastor Norman King. I am so excited now to be able to present to the listening audience none other than Minister Tawan Eppinger. Again, he is a member of Morningstar Baptist Church, which is also in Detroit, Michigan. And his pastor, and I say my second pastor because I am a musician there, Pastor Isaiah Timmons Jr. is the pastor of Morningstar Baptist Church. I am so excited to present to the listening audience on tonight none other than my brother in Christ, Minister Tawan Eppinger. Minister Eppinger, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Real quick, I want to say thank Brother Brown, James Brown, for giving me this opportunity and this platform to come on here and preach the message that God has given me. To my pastor, I don't know if he's on the line. I want to thank him for allowing me to do this as well. I don't know if he's on the line or not, but, you know, I definitely thank him because, you know, my pastor, he's not only my pastor, but he's one of my best friends. He's taught me so much, and he's there to support me no matter what I do. So I want to thank him. And most importantly, I want to thank God, for God has truly been good to me. Let's get to the message. The message starts... Well, the message title is, I Will Bless the Lord. And the message comes from Psalms 34. I want to do the first verse, but I think I'm going to read from the first through the fourth verse. Amen? Psalms 34, mm-hmm. verses 1 through 4. It starts by saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. I will bless the Lord. And this year we have had to deal with a number of issues that have tried to take us out. These issues due to this pandemic have tried to cripple our nation with fear, and many of us, due to this pandemic and other situations that might be going on in our lives, have had to deal with stress, anxiety, and depression. I don't know about you, but many of us have been battling more than ever this year. I don't know about you, but it seems like spiritual warfare is at an all-time high. Amen? I thank God that he has given us the gift or the one of the tools that he has given us to combat and defeat the enemy. The one that I would like to talk about or focus on today is praise. Praise has the ability to confuse and disrupt the devil's attack against our lives. Praise makes us realize what God says about us, in that of being victorious. Praise has the ability to change whatever negative spirits are in our atmosphere, as well as uplift the burdens that we have tried to weigh us down. I don't know about you, but a lot of people I talk to, and not in just in this season, but this year, have been weighed down and have been burdened down, which is the trick of the enemy. Because, and another thing that people have dealt with a lot this year is depression. And they feel like they've been isolated and they're all alone. That's a trick of the enemy to make you feel like you're all alone and you have no one. He tries to silence you and keep you from speaking about how good God is.
Oh, yes.
But if you can just lift up a praise and give your God, you give God your all, it breaks down every demonic force and every demon that's trying to hold you captive. It has the ability to change your atmosphere as well as give new light to your situation. Not only does it do that, but it puts our current circumstances into perspective and reminds us that nothing is too big for God. It reminds us of the goodness of God, as well as how loyal and faithful he truly is. I just believe that we're in a season where God is reminding us that it is he that has all power in his hand. I just believe that God is reminding us that we can't do things by ourselves, and that we can try and search all over to find these very things that complete us, but it is only he that can complete us. I also believe that he's reminding us to cast all of our cares on him, not to worry. For if God be for us, who dare be against us? We also have to be willing to try God and watch him make a way. We have to be willing to humble ourselves and show that we depend on him. One thing I've noticed is that when everything is going right in our lives, it's easy to praise God. It's easy to lift your hands. It's easy to shout in church. It's easy to stump your feet, and it's easy to witness of how good God is. But the moment we face a little adversity, my God, help me, God, the moment we face a little opposition, that boldness that we had in praise goes away. And we become crybabies, and we can't take a little heat. We can't take a little pressure in our lives, and we feel like God has forsaken us. When all along, God is right there in our corner, right by our side. I came here to tell you today to press past your opposition. I came here to tell you today to put a praise on your opposition. So when anything comes to oppose you, put a praise on it. Because that opposition will let you know that you are on your way to something great. That opposition should let you know that it's time for you to go higher. If you were so content with the season that you were in or the position you were in the spirit, the devil would have no purpose in trying to intimidate you or attack you. He would have no purpose because he wouldn't be afraid of you going no higher in God. But God has called us to do what? Go higher in him into different seasons. Go in different dimensions in him. Go further. The Bible says that we must press toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. So I came to encourage somebody today to keep on pressing. Cast your cares on God. And do not worry, because if we're worrying, we can't do well. We have to be willing to try God and watch him make a way. We have to be willing to humble ourselves and show him we truly depend on him. Acts 17 and 28 says, "For in him we live, move, and have our being." That lets us to know that we have to apply God to every situation and circumstance we face. For we are in God. For in God we live, move, and have our very being. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. So he stands on his word. The Bible says in Acts 16 and 25, about midnight, Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Paul and Silas sent up a praise so awesome and so wonderful that it moved God to spare them, and not only spare them, but free them from the shackles that held them captive. That shows us that our praise has the ability to break the chains of bondage off of our lives. It shows us that we must use our praise as a weapon to defeat the enemy that is in our lives. We must praise our way through the storm. Even when opposition opposes us, we must praise our way through. Why? Because we must have the faith to know that God is going to work it out for us. When you're working, that's an action word. So what does that word mean when it says God is going to work it out for us? That means that God is in the process of working. That means he's working. He's actively working on your behalf. So anytime the devil comes to try to take you out, always remember that God is working for you. He's working for your good. Amen?
Amen.
We have to also realize that tests and trials will come. For John 16 and 33 says that Jesus said to them that, "In this life, I have told you that in this life you will have trials and tribulations." But he said to be of good cheer, basically telling them to relax, because he overcame the world. So I come to tell somebody today that just as Jesus overcame the world, whatever trial and whatever tribulation that you are that is holding you back, whatever situation that is trying to entrap you and entangle you, give it to God. And I come to tell you also that you will also overcome whatever situation it is, just as Jesus did. But you got to praise. You got to put a praise on it. Why? Because the praise that you can put on it, the power in your praise disrupts every demonic force that is trying to come against you. Have you ever noticed that when you're going through something. And a praise song comes on and it touches your spirit. And you can be down and out, but your foot starts to move. You start to touch your leg and you start to clap. And the next thing you know, you've forgotten about your problems. Why? Because the enemy comes to try to trick, deceive, and manipulate not only our lives, but our current emotional and physical atmosphere. That's what he tries to do, manipulate and deceive it. But we have to always remember to look past what we see and have faith in God that he will bring us through. Because the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So whenever you feel down and out, I don't care whether it's sickness, whether it's something on your job, whether it's something going on in your household, whether it's something going on emotionally, physically, whatever it is, put a praise on it. And before you know it, that situation will change. Have you ever noticed that when we go through things, the devil tries to keep us depressed? It's because he knows the power of our praise and the destroying power our praise has. We can't wait for our situations, trials, and tribulations are over to praise God. But we must do it right in the midst of all our circumstances we face. Don't wait till the storm of life is over. Don't wait till you got over experience. Don't wait daylight. But right in the midst of whatever the situation is, I dare you to lift up a praise. Sometimes our praise determines how fast we get through situations. Let me say that again. In the midst of going through something, sometimes your praise will depict how fast you get through it. I dare you to praise God when you are in the midst of trials and tribulations. I dare you to praise God when it looks like you're on the verge of losing. I dare you to praise God in those tender moments when you feel like giving up and no one understands. We must praise God in those moments and know that he is help is on the way. We must praise God and know that help is on the way. I'm here to tell you, God says he understands what you're going through. He sent me here to tell you, hold on to your faith. Let me say that again. Hold on to your faith. He's looking for us to lift up a praise that won't be depicted off of our situations. He's not looking for a conditional praise. He wants us to lift up a praise that can break shackles and chains, a praise that destroys yokes and generational curses. God said to tell someone that to praise your way out of whatever situation you are in. Let me say that again. Praise your way out of whatever situation you are in. We must praise God for what's to come and not the state that we are in. My God. Let me say that again. We must praise God for what's to come and not our current state that we are in. We must remember that when praises go up, come down. When praises go up, come down. Let your praise destroy every demonic force that tries to come against you. Isaiah 25:1 says, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. Psalms 150:6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It didn't say, let everything that has rep, praise the Lord, when you get a new house or when you get a new car or when you get a promotion or when everything is going right in your marriage and your kids are acting right. It didn't say when everything is good in your life. It said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, no matter what circumstance you are in. Praise the Lord. In closing, there might be someone on this line who can say that I've been struggling and I feel like giving up. I feel like giving in. Life is too hard. Nothing's going right. I don't feel like being here anymore. If that is you, know that God is there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Know that help is on the way. And pray this prayer with me. God, we come to you today asking you to shield us, Lord God, and keep us, Father. We come, Lord God, asking you to stir up the gift on the inside of us, Father, and change us, Father. We come asking you, Father, to remove all weakness as well as wickedness, Father. We come asking you to manifest yourself in us and through us, Father. Touch us right now, Father, for you know exactly what it is we're in need of, Father. For you say that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, Father. I pray that you touch minds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch minds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For we come against anxiety. We come against depression. We come against suicide and any other mental illness that might be affecting your people. We ask you, Lord God, to stabilize minds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to stabilize, Lord God, health situations, Father, as well as hearts, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove all wickedness and weakness right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Don't let us be deceived and manipulated by what's going on in front of us or around us, Father God. But let us, Lord God, be the light on the hill, Father. Let us be the light on the hill to show people who you are, God. Help us to walk, Father. Not just talk, but walk this thing out, Father. Give us, Lord God, endurance, Father, to make it to the end, Father. Give us the strength to keep on toiling, Father. Give us the strength, Father, to go through the storm, Father, and know that even in the midst of the storm, Father, that we're growing, Father. Lord God, let us realize, Lord God, that even as it's storming in our lives, Father, the rain that's pouring down in the midst of the storm, you're using it to grow us up, God. Realize that there's nothing too hard for you, God, and that you're bigger than any circumstance, any trial and tribulation that we may face, Father. Touch our hearts and our minds, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch our health, Father. Lord God, I pray that you send us your warring angels to encamp around us, Father, as well as your hedge of protection, oh God. Keep us hidden under your shadows, oh God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue, Lord God, to keep us, Lord God, from this COVID, this pandemic that's sweeping the nation, God. But Lord God, we said, we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father. We know that you are faithful, just, and true, God. And Lord God, that we cannot depend on man, but we can only depend on you, God. So Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you, Father, to wrap your loving arms around us, Father. We come asking you to keep us, Lord God. Shield us and deliver us, Father, from the hands of the enemy, as well as ourselves, Father. Cover us in your blood, Father. Wash us in your blood, Father. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Father. Cover our homes, Father, as well as our families, Father. We pray, Father, that you put the bloodstained banner on every doorway and every windowsill, Father, so that the death angel can pass over. Father, touch us now, Father. Let us forever keep your praises, Father, in our mouth, Father. Let your witness, Lord God, stir up on the inside of us where we can tell each other about your goodness, God. For, Lord God, you're better than good. You're great. You're awesome. You're all-knowing. You're matchless, Father. You're Jehovah Jireh, my provider, God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray Amen.
Amen.
I was going to play a song, but for some reason I can't pull it up. But the song is I Surrender All by William McDowell. Give me a couple seconds while I find this, while I pull this song up, if you don't mind.
Praise the Lord. While Minister Eppinger is getting his phone together, I just want to say thank you to Minister Eppinger for bringing and delivering this powerful word. There we go.
Bow down, most of our hands lifted. We present ourselves to you, our lives completely and total. We surrender to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Whatever you want to
do. we surrender.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to personally thank Minister Eppinger, Mr. Minister Tawan Eppinger, for that powerful word that he delivered to us on tonight. Again, if you just tuned in and you missed the title of the message, well, I will bless the Lord. And that's why we have to surrender. I love the song. You tied that in real good with that message, Minister Eppinger, your closing song, I surrender all. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to surrender all to him because he is worthy. And he will see us through no matter what it looks like. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. That's exactly what the enemy wants us to do. Give up on God. Don't give up on God. Why? Because God will never give up on you. So I thank God for Minister Eppinger. And once again, for those that tuned in late, Minister Eppinger is a minister of the gospel at the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit. His pastor and is none other than Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. And I just thank God for Pastor Tillman for his teaching. And I give him honor and praise on tonight. And I thank God for allowing this young man, Minister Eppinger, who is an awesome man of God who delivered God's word with power. And I pray that you was blessed by this word on tonight, because God's word will never go out void. It always accomplishes everything that he sets out for it to do. And I pray that someone was blessed by this word. And most of all, I pray that should there be any listeners on the line that is not saved in Jesus' name, after hearing this word, that you will surrender your life to Jesus Christ, because he paid it all. And the choice is yours. God is a gentleman. He gives us free will and a free choice to make up our own mind. So on tonight, the question is, whose report do you believe on tonight? Do you believe the report of the Lord that through Jesus Christ and him alone can anyone be saved? So we thank God for this word on tonight. I am going to ask on tonight if you would please tune in this coming Saturday to hear another word from none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox always shares inspirational poems with the listeners before he brings forth God's word. He always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So tune in this coming Saturday to hear another word from the Lord from Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox is one of those individuals that he could complain. He could have stopped, you know, praising God and could have stopped giving God the honor through teaching in God's word because of his physical ailment and condition. He suffers with muscular dystrophy. And he was one of those individuals that used to be able to get out and go to the house of God in prayer when we was able to get out and go to the house of worship. But because of his physical condition, he's not able to get out, not only because of the pandemic, but this illness that he has, it kind of paralyzed him from the waist down. But he still is giving God glory, honor, and praise. He's still being used by God. So don't let your handicap, whatever disability that you may have or be facing, don't let that stop you from giving God the glory and honor and praise. God wants to use you in whatever condition that you're in. So don't use your condition, your physical condition, as an excuse as why you don't give God glory, honor, and praise. Why? Because we're going to give an answer to God before, if we all stand before God in the day of judgment, we're going to give an account to God for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So we want to thank God once again for Minister Tawan Eppinger. We're going to continue to lift him up in prayer, that God will continue to bless him, continue to bless his family, continue to bless the works of his hands, and that God will continue to be glorified. Never in Jesus' name. God's word on tonight. Because God knew who's going to be listening. He already knew who in advance, again, who was going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. So I was blessed by this word on tonight, and I pray that you was as well. So once again, thank you again, Minister Tawan Eppinger, and I look forward to sharing this worldwide platform with you every first Thursday night. As you prepare to be, no problem. That was God working, and I just give God the glory for it. So, and then I was looking for someone else to be able to bring forth God's word, and I already know how you deliver God's word, even at Morning Star. And so I wanted to share your gift that God has placed in you, a young man of God that delivered God's word. with the worldwide listeners and through this worldwide platform and ministry that others can be blessed by God's word through you. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise. So as we get ready to close out for tonight, we're going to continue to lift each other up in prayer. We're going to continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with our opinions and not with our feelings, but according to God's word, that God will give
us. Oh, Brother
glory.
Brown.
So, yes, sir.
Before we close, I wanted to tell everyone, too, that every night from 9 to 9:15, we have a prayer line that's going on every night. We're praying for each other, our families, the state, the nation, everything. We're praying that God lays his hand on this world and changes it around to what he actually created it for to be in. So we're praying for everyone. So I don't know who has a pen, but if you have a pen, I would love to give you the number. But you can call in. Like I said, it's Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week from 9 to 9:15. We have a prayer line, but we're praying for everyone. The number is 1-602-610-2081. Once again, it's 1-602-610-2081. And the access code to get into the prayer line is 913-927. Once again, the access code is 913-927. Amen. And I also just want to thank you, Brother Brown, for the opportunity. I want to thank you for just calling on me and allowing me to come forth and minister on your blog talk. You know, because you know, I appreciate it. I'm grateful.
Amen. You know what? It's all to the glory of God. And so I thank God for you, and I'm grateful. I'm so glad that you mentioned the prayer line that you the Lord has blessed you to be able to share with the worldwide listeners. Through your prayer line, and that you was able to give out the number and the access code. I have started tuning in and actually being on the prayer line this past Sunday. And again, the world is in so much trouble. The Lord said in his word that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And so we need to humble ourselves. We need to learn how to humble ourselves and pray. And that's what the Lord said. When we turn around and we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven, and he will not only do that, but he will heal the land. So we need this land to be healed, not only the land, but the people in the land. So we are thanking God for Minister Eppinger on tonight, how God is using him, even through this worldwide pandemic, that God is still getting the glory through Minister Eppinger and through his family. So we just thank God for you, Minister Eppinger, for what God is doing through you, and you continue to be faithful unto God. And guess what? The best for you and your family is still yet to come, as long as you continue to stay faithful to God and keep him first in your life. So as we get ready to close out on tonight, the worldwide listeners to know that God is truly blessing this worldwide ministry and platform. It is continually growing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, and I give God the glory, honor, and praise for it, because I know that it's not about me. It's not about any guest that comes on the line, but it's about Jesus Christ. It's about saving souls that God will be glorified not only just for tonight, but every time we come on the line, every time we come on the air, that's what it's all about. It's about God getting the glory. So we thank God for every listener, every new listener that tuned in on tonight. We thank God for you and know that we are definitely keeping you all in our prayers. We're going to close out in prayer, but before we do, I want to remind the listeners on tonight what our spiritual food for thought said. Scripture food for thought came to us saying on tonight, someone needs to hear this, never place a period in your life where God has placed a comma. Once again, never place a period in your life where God has placed a comma. Some people will try to make you think that it's all over, but that's a trick of the enemy. Whose report do you believe on tonight? You shall live and not die. That's what the word of God says. I believe the report of the Lord. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is no one like you in all the earth. We can search the world over, but we won't find nobody like you. So we just love you. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. So now, Lord, we thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward us. We know that we don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the blood still works and it would never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry. Continue to bless them, grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. Even the new listeners, bless them as well. Keep them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we love you. We glorify you. We honor you. We give you praise because you're worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, you're still worthy to be praised because we know without a doubt that you are in total control. And we know that there's nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. We love you. In Jesus' name, all the people of God that are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you. Until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to lift each other up in prayer. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to keep your social distance. Continue to wash your hands. Continue to stay safe because the enemy is trying to take us out. He don't care who you are. He has no respect for a person because we know God has no respect for a person. The devil, the enemy, he has no respect for persons either. He don't care if you are a bishop or a pastor. He don't care what your position in life is. He's trying to take you out. So do your part by doing what the governors and the lawmakers or those that are over us have asked us to do, that we can all stay safe, that we can complete our God purpose and assignment in the earth for God's glory. So until the next time, to this coming Saturday, I should say, you want to tune in and be blessed by another inspirational poem and another word from the Lord from Deacon Marvin Cox. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.